Hi, this is Dr. Christopher Perrin with the Christopher Perrin Show. This is another podcast episode on the TrueNorth.fm podcast network. Today, I'd like to take a look at a word that's important in education and in the renewal of classical education, and that's the word college. If you've heard me before, you've probably heard me say that simply studying the important educational vocabulary, the important educational words, will open up doorways, pathways into what education once was and therefore what it can be again. And this word college is one of those words. We've looked at words like liberal and liberal arts, and I've looked at the word education itself. But the word college is an interesting word. What do you think of when you think of college? You probably think of your own college experience if you're a college graduate or attended college for a period of time. You might think of the social aspects of college, the relationships, the friendships, the parties, the football games, other kind of extracurricular activities, life in the dorm hall. Or you might also think about what you learned in class, doing your 15 credit hours a semester, accumulating hopefully 120 credit hours over 4 years to get your degree in X, Y, or Z, whether it was a BA or a BS, whether you studied the liberal arts or a science, even though you probably don't know the difference between a liberal art and a science, you know that you studied some important stuff while you're in college. But what is college? What does the word mean anyway? We have our experience of it in, say, the last 40 or 50 years, but what does the word mean? What did it used to mean? And how might that shed some light on what college could be? Well, it comes from, no surprise, a Latin word. It's actually a combination of some Latin words. Ligo ligare in Latin means to connect, to bind, to tie. We get the word ligament from ligare. Well, if you combine that with the preposition cum, it means to kind of tie with. And so we have this new compound verb, which is collegere. And collegere means to gather together. It's related to the word collection, which is a gathering together, is it not? So when we bind together, gather together, we have a college. So who is it that's bound together, tied together at college? Well, already we're thinking about our college experience, but the Latin word could refer to any group of people who were bound together and tied together. For example, the word is used to describe, I think it's John Wycliffe who says, refers to Christ and the disciples as a college. We have the College of Cardinals, and there's a smaller group, certainly not 4,000 undergraduates like you'd have at the College of Princeton. A college, the word could be used to describe a very small group. In fact, this is interesting. Some of the oldest universities or colleges in the United States remain small. How many undergraduates are there at Princeton? At Princeton University? Well, about 4,000. So that might be a surprise to many of you who might think, well, you know, an Ivy League school like Princeton University must have 25 or 30,000 students. Well, no, I think the largest Ivy League population of students is at Cornell. I think it's about 10,000. So often colleges were small and by, you know, present standards remain small. So what does it mean if you think about this word to be bound together? It used to mean that a much smaller group of people would come together with the teachers being really important to the students such that students in, say, the Middle Ages and later, would travel to a university to study with a particular teacher. And that still happens today. But this was much more common, that you would want to go to Paris and study with Aquinas. In fact, at Oxford, when you go there, you don't, they still use the language of reading. You know, what are you majoring in at Oxford, but what are you reading? Well, I'm reading philosophy, I'm reading literature, I'm reading mathematics or physics. Because it was this idea that you would read with your professors and study with them in the more close-knit bond between teacher and student in smaller groups. We see shades of this in an interesting speech given by C.S. Lewis that was later published, and the title of the speech or the essay is called The English Syllabus. You can look it up online. And in that particular speech, which is given to freshmen coming into Oxford to study literature, Lewis describes what he thinks education at college should be. Now, you might know that at Oxford, there are some 37 colleges. The colleges are much smaller than you might be thinking. The university has 37 colleges, however. You might say it's a college of colleges. But Lewis describes what he hopes will be the experience of these students studying with the teachers. And he says in this speech, he actually says this. He says to these freshmen, we're financially independent here at Oxford. We don't even need your tuition money to function. In fact, if you weren't here, we would continue doing what we always do, which is we would read, we would discuss, we would give lectures, we would write. We would do the work that we always do as professors here at Oxford, because we are a college of scholars working together. We would continue to do this work whether you're here or not. But then he makes it clear that he's very glad that the students are here. And they're essentially, by Lewis, being invited into this fraternity, into this college where there are collegial relations between teacher and student, where they actually become colleagues. They're gathered together. They're tied together in the pursuit of knowledge and the true, the good, and the beautiful. It's echoing something that Augustine said in a little book he wrote about the catechism of people new to the Christian faith, where Augustine says that the chief marks, the chief characteristics between a teacher and student should be sympathy and love, a true fellowship, a sympathy that is created because a teacher and student are coming together seeking very much the same thing, with the teacher essentially being this, a more mature student, and the student essentially being this, an immature teacher. Because the word student comes from another Latin word, studium, which means to have eagerness and zeal for something. So if you have zeal, eagerness for the truth, you're going to find sympathy with somebody else who's been seeking truth longer than you and maybe has found more of it than you have. So your 48-year-old professor to the 18-year-old student, both of them seeking truth, will find some sympathy and fellowship. They'll be tied together because of their common love and eagerness for the true, the good, and the beautiful. So there's still studium in the professor. There's still eagerness in the professor. The professor is still a student in that sense. But the student, of course, is going to enter into a sympathetic relationship with the teacher to grow, and will eventually be a teacher himself. As soon as he encounters the true, the good, and the beautiful, he's going to begin, even as an 18 or a 19 or a 20-year-old, or she, to share it with others. So a college, just the word college, might connote for us something better than our own memories of our college experience as we study the word. It might connote for us this, a smaller gathering of friends, appropriate friends, older and younger, seeking the true, the good, and the beautiful in an intimate gathering of those who want and pursue the same things. Could that be college once again? Could we be benefited from or by a proliferation of smaller gatherings, collections of students and teachers who are seeking to grow in knowledge, wisdom, and virtue? Could it be that the best education is happening in those smaller settings? Could it be that we might want to bring that kind of college experience to our own children? Well, I hope this is of interest to you. I hope that you will study the word. Caligare. and that you'll think more deeply about what college used to be and could be again. Thanks for viewing or listening. I really appreciate it. This is Christopher Perrin with the Christopher Perrin Show on the TrueNorth.fm podcast network.